What's up, Soul Warriors? Welcome to this Saturday night Soul Session Live with me, LC, and you. I'm so grateful to be back in the saddle with y'all this week. I had to take a little break last week. My work schedule gets pretty hectic in the summertime, but hey, man, what a couple weeks it's been. I mean, honestly, y'all, the struggle is real. I mean, the energy individually and collectively is like wreaking havoc, both, like I said, in our personal lives in different ways, can come out in a lot of different ways. Maybe you just feel real anxious right now or whatever's happening in your life. There's a lot going on and it's moving fast. The energy's moving fast. Like I said, it's creating a lot of havoc, and not to mention the constant temptation to be distracted and keep yourself distracted all of the time. You know, I don't have a particular topic or theme this week. I just want to talk to you about whatever comes up and whatever comes through. And if you guys are in the comments and you have some things you've been going through, man, share with me, share with the group, the collective that's here, wherever you're watching. We're live right now on 7 different platforms at once. So wherever you are, you know, I'll try to see your comments. And if it's something that, you know, we feel like we can discuss and, or see a common theme, we'll discuss it, you know? So basically invest in yourself. You know, if you're going through something and you need somebody to understand, you need to know you're not alone, or you've got any questions, or if you're on this healing journey, if you're brand new, if you're 35 years in, wherever you are, you know, we're all going through something right now, because energy is energy and it's inevitable. And we live in a space of energy and vibration, and there's so much happening right now that it can be overwhelming, not to mention what we as a collective global humanity, human race, has just come out of over the last, you know, few years, 5 years, 6 years, you know, all of the collective trauma that we're not even addressing, because a lot of us don't know it's there. And that's what makes us so blessed in the recovery community, is we got in this thing because there was something in our life, there was a coping mechanism, a habit in our lives that had taken over. And it's created great loss for us. It's created death for many of us. It's created so much havoc that we know that we have to step into a different life. And to do that, we know that we have to go to the root sources of what is that root there that makes us cope in that way. And, you know, I'm moving away from using words, you know, just like addiction, because addiction still has a lot of stigma and bias attached to it. A lot of times we don't even recognize it. So when I'm talking about, you know, coping and habits, that's what we are. That's what using is. That's what using substance to heal pain, or I don't even want to say heal, but to help numb pain, especially in the moment. That's a lot of what I'm speaking about here. But we have people from all different areas in their healing journey that join us here on this channel, because basically the blessing of us in the recovery community is we basically have no choice. If we ever want to escape this thing that weighs on us and moves through us and becomes like this default program of coping, if we ever want to escape it, we got to heal. And that's why we're so important to the world right now. Because we got to do this in order to live. Others are doing this to better their lives, to become happier, to have less suffering. And that's all the stuff that's roped into our package of recovery. So wherever you are tonight, you are welcome, welcome, welcome here, no matter what. You don't even have to be in a space of abstinence. You got to be in a space of curiosity. You've got to be in a place where you have a spark of hope that's at least still flickering. And the reason that I speak to you in this way and I come out is because I believe that I was the number one lost cause. God's a little joke right here. Anything and everything that could happen that could cause suffering, I walked into it, you know, like I was drawing it to me, later to learn that I was, but at the time it was just suffering, 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 suffering. And I just got tired of suffering. And so we're going to talk about a few different things tonight. We're just going to go over the week. We're going to go over the last 2 weeks. We're going to go over some ways that I've gone back to starting at the basics, and I hope that it'll be useful information for you. If it is useful information at all, if you're returning here, thank you so much. I love you guys so much, my soul warriors. You're amazing. If it's your first time, welcome. You're in a great space right here with some beautiful and amazing human beings. And if you're just scrolling by and something catches you, thanks for even sticking around for those first 30 seconds or first 3 minutes. And do all the things. I appreciate it when you guys like and support and subscribe to the channel and do all the stuff. And I just really, really appreciate it because it just helps this healing message grow out into the world even more. And the more of us that do stuff that we feel led and called to do, and we share about our journey, whether it's to one person, whether it's to a group of five or 5,000 or 50,000, doesn't matter. We give people sparks of hope when we share about our own experience, and especially when it's stuff that we've truly, truly worked on. We can get ahead of ourselves and we can overshare stuff that we're learning, but it stops becoming authentic when it's not something we've walked through. So let me assure you here that anything that I talk to you about is absolutely something that I have proven to myself and many others that can help you through this journey. Everything that I talk about here is something I do on a daily basis, or, you know, it's a habit or practice in my life. And I can say, you know, these past few years have been a time where I had to kind of sit back and receive all that I had, you know, worked into. I had to digest because, you know, they say knowledge is power, but knowledge without really wisdom is really the power. You know, wisdom and experience is the power. And a lot of times we listen to so much, you know, especially in the community that is dealing with the mind, creating warrior mindsets and healing mindsets. We listen to so much, but if we never take the time to sit back and apply it to our lives, and if we never take the time to truly absorb it and embody it and integrate it into our lives and work it through, then it just becomes useless knowledge. It becomes a bunch of tools in a toolbox that we have no idea what goes to what or how to use any of them. But we've got this great big shiny toolbox. It's got hundreds and thousands of tools in it. And we can be impressed with that for a little while. And we can impress others with it too. But when it really comes down to improving your life and really creating a life that you love, you got to take the time to put those tools to work in your life and in action. So I hope you find something here tonight. Before we get into this Saturday night soul session, I do want to let you know about this amazing book. If you're looking for some sparks of hope, this is Every Woman, my good friend, my sister in the world, Pamela Topchin. You can get this book by going to Amazon.com. You can type in the title of I Didn't Come This Far, It Only Come This Far. Or you can type in Pamela M. Topchin, as she has many original art journals and original art pieces. You know, this is a human being that is so close to me and my soul that, you know, I admire her so much, and she's one of my greatest inspirations, and I love her so much. Head to Amazon, do that. All right. Then we got Peg O'Connor's book. This is for a lot of folks that, you know, need the 12 step, maybe the Christian God language kind of moves you off a little bit. This book by Peg O'Connor is Higher and Friendly Powers, and it is based on the original teachings of William James, who is the same philosopher that was, you know, inspired Bill W. And so this is for you. And this is Transforming Addiction and Suffering, Higher and Friendly Powers. You can get that at PegO'ConnorAuthor.com. You can also follow Peg at TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at The Sober Philosopher. And since one of the foundations of my entire life and healing journey is gratitude, I want to bring this book back up that is absolutely one of my favorites. It is An Arsenal of Gratitude, Winning War on Mediocrity and Regret, Waging War on Mediocrity and Regret by my good friend Remy Storak. You can go to Amazon.com/Remy Storak and you can get this book. All three of these books are amazing books, no matter where you are in your journey. You're just beginning. If you're an old pro, wherever you are, those books will be a blessing to you. All right. Remember too, if you find value in content and want to become a monthly supporter, there's plans from 99 cents to $4.99 to $9.99. Just helps us keep the podcast going. But whether or not this happens, we keep the podcast going because it's close to my heart and I love you so much. All right. If you all are ready to get into this Saturday Night Soul Session live with me, LC, and you, then let's grow, Warriors. Wow. Welcome to the Saturday Night Soul Session live with me, LC. Hey, there's a lot going on in our YouTube chat. I don't currently have any moderators right now, and I'm not really sure what's really, really happening, but it can't be good, can't be positive. So please, if you're seeing that, please do not let it distract you. That's what happens. What didn't I talk about it earlier? Didn't I say there is so many options to be distracted right now? There's so much trying to pull at our attention that, you know, that it's easy. It's so easy to knock us off our focus of healing. And, you know, if you're new in the recovery process, let me tell you this, you need that focus. You need the focus of healing. There's a lot you need to learn how to do for yourself and really honing in your energy and your focus on why you're doing this in the first place. Why are you doing this in the first place? Why are you stepping into a healing space in the first place? You know, do you have your why out front in front of you? Because there's going to be days when that why is the only thing that pulls you through the struggle, through the fight. So if you haven't established your why and you're just in that space of, I know I need to do this, I see it messing up my life, that's okay. That's okay. There's a why in there. And if you can make something your why that you can focus on and it be creating something bigger than, it be something bigger than you, I promise you that will help you hold on in those white knuckle moments. It can help you really keep moving through your day, especially through the struggle, through hard things. And so that was a great example. I thank them for even bringing that up because that kind of shows me in the direction that we need to go. Yeah. So this week has been a lot for me. it has been these type of weeks where a lot of the money that I make for my entire year gets made within the months of, you know, like June through September. And so that comes with a lot of physical exhaustion. It comes with a lot of mental exhaustion, and it comes with a lot of emotional dysregulation. It comes once we get to that place of exhaustion. It comes to when we're tired, we're unable to take care of ourselves properly, or we're not taking care of ourselves properly, and we're just going and going and going and going and going. We can get to a place where we're unable to emotionally regulate. And for me, that's a really big deal. A lot of you who have been here for a while, you know my story, you know that I dealt with a lot of explosive anger for the majority of my life. Since all the way back to when I can remember, I have had these violent outbursts and things would trigger me so quickly. Excuse me. And I realized quite a few years ago when I was standing in an argument with my teenage son that this was going to kill me. And I had only a couple of years before lost my father, and he was only 55 years old. And we shared so much of this in common. I was able to kind of get some contrast of what really could happen to me, like where I was heading if I did not learn how to emotionally regulate. I mean, I had already been in recovery. I'd already been adhering to, you know, abstinence. I had already began my gratitude practice. I had already began all of the things that I saw great changes in my life, but there was this core, you know, anger. There was this core power struggle that was happening more within me. And it was just manifesting itself between he and I. And that was in that real, real moment. And we get these moments all the time. We just have to start to recognize these moments. You know, I hear it called a tower moment. And so many times, what was that moment where you have to make that defining life decision, that decision to step into some type of transformation, no matter what it is, and no matter how hard it is. You know, it's unfortunate a lot of times as human beings that we have to get to a place of suffering, great, great suffering, before we come to that moment where we say, okay, no more, no more. And, you know, I came to that moment in my recovery journey, and I had come to that moment again in that moment. And I knew that something had to change. And I was also aware enough of myself to know that I did not currently possess the skills. I had some tools in my toolbox, but I did not know how to apply them in the right context, in the proper way within me that was going. I was going to find my combination and really begin to change that, to regulate that anger, not to do away with it, because we need anger, but there's definitely healthy and unhealthy anger. And in doing that, you know, I had to just go back to basic. I had to be willing to ask for help in the places where it was possible to be available for me. I was like so many other people coming into recovery. I didn't have insurance. I didn't have any money. I didn't have, you know, rich parents or grandparents to back it. You know, I didn't have that type of resource, but I knew that my life was on the line. So I had to start where I was. Like, I had to recognize, okay, I don't have all these things. In the past, not having all those things were the things that would straight talk me out of making that life change. But you only get so many opportunities to make those changes. And the suffering seems to get worse and worse and worse every single time. Again, those of us in the recovery, on a recovery journey, we know that. Every time we went out, it got worse, 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 and worse. And so we as human beings have this great inner compass. And we learn when we are living in a place of active coping through substance that we don't trust ourselves. But if we look deeper into that, and I use this example a lot because this is an example that I had over and over and over again. By the time I would get to jail and the bars would close and the doors would lock and I would knew that I was there, I would always sit there and say, you know, you knew you weren't supposed to be there. Everything in you was telling you, don't go. But that need would override it. And so I would have this war within myself. And when you come back to a space of where you are trying to move through life in a more guided way and to get to your path, because ultimately this is the truth. You know, in the words of Les Brown, there's greatness in you. Each one of us are so unique in a world that wants to make us all the same. There is no denying how unique and different we are, each one at our core. And I want to guarantee you that there is something here that you are supposed to do as well. And it doesn't matter what the world may tell you is a successful scale of it or not, but there is healing within you that needs to be done that can move out seven generations. You begin to heal this, and let's just talk about that word addiction real quick, just specifically. You begin to heal that in your life, and you begin to break that generational line of trauma through your whole life, through your children and their generation. I've heard it said in some of the metaphysical things that I've read that when we heal ourselves, we heal seven generations past and seven generations for us. See, you're not standing in this life alone. You're not walking in this life alone. You have people, you have come from a long line of human beings. And each one of them know that you're the one. Because if you're in this space right now listening to something like this, then you're the one. And it's hard to believe when you come from a past where you feel like nothing. But I think it's time in this energy that we open ourselves to begin to receive the messages from ourselves of what's really going on at the core with us. Because I didn't just have to learn how not to hit things or yell at my son or get angry. I had to learn what lived at the core of that. And it was a power struggle within me because I was not grounded in who I was. I had no idea what that looked like. I had had so many stories, shout out to Martin John. I'd had so many stories at play in my life about who I was and who I wasn't and who was trying to take something from me. So in those moments, I'm feeling that my son is trying to take my power from me. And so I got to go higher and harder and deeper and so I can gain that power back. And it became like this poison that was poisoning my system. And that's what that type of anger and deep emotional wounding does. And then we see our lives through only that lens, through the lens of whatever story it is that we have going on. Nobody cares about me. Nobody believes in me. Nobody thinks I can do this. I'm worthless. I've tried this before. All of those things are stories. And I hear so much in the spiritual community about doing away with ego and conquering ego. And I don't necessarily think that that's the case. I think just like with healthy anger and unhealthy anger, I think that there's healthy ego and there's unhealthy ego. We need ego. Ego helps us move through and accomplish. But there's also a part of us, especially in our brain, that wants to keep us safe. And what it believes is safe is wherever we are that becomes comfortable. And we can be utterly comfortable in misery. We can build our own vat of shit and we can be the ones shoveling the shit in and are scared to death to get out. You know, and shout out to anybody who's taken that step into recovery from that active, from that active coping. Shout out to you, because that's a big deal. That's a big, scary change to take. And everything that is currently in you is going to try to fight you and not want you to move towards that, not want you to move toward healing, because you don't know what it looks like on the other side. I think this is the power of people in a healing recovery space sharing out loud, because if you can see just an inkling of yourself in me or any other of the hundreds that do this, if you can see an inkling of yourself, then you just have to have that one spark of hope. It doesn't have to be a blazing flame. It just has to be a little spark. Because even a spark lights up the darkness long enough for you to be able to see what's right in front of you. And we can change our narrative about change. It can become exciting. It can become intriguing. It doesn't have to be all bad. But that's going to have to be something, that's going to be tools that you're going to have to work in your life on a daily basis. It's not going to come overnight. It's not going to be easy. And I'm not saying that you won't have a time that you go back to that old coping mechanism. You know, it's so dangerous out there right now. I'm so grateful to be in recovery, to even be in this space. And I got a long way to go. But I'm grateful to be in this space, because what's going on out there now is tragic. We may go out and we may not come back. And so if we can share more about how to change those perceptions and change those stories and learn how to really create your life versus just being, a ship out on the ocean with no sail, no direction, no map, nowhere that you're going, and just being tossed around by life. And I lived my life being tossed around by the whims of my emotions, by the stories I was telling myself, by the things that were happening. I couldn't even drive in traffic without my blood, my pulse rate going way up over like 110. It's traffic. These are strangers. And that's where I started doing the work on that anger. I reached out for help. I found some programs that were free to me or state funded. You know, I went out and started taking those anger management. I searched until I found someone that really, really inspired me. And trust me, when you have no resources, it's not like there's a whole bunch. But if you're seeking, you will find. And I found somebody that really resonated with me, and I just asked them questions. You know, when do you know? What level do you get to? And see, when we're carrying around anger and bitterness and resentment and hatred like that, we are poisoning ourselves like on a slow IV drip of just poison through our system. And we're so used to pointing the fingers outward and putting blame on others that we in doing that, in that giving away, we're giving away our power to really make a change. And I really, I'm telling you, these last 2 weeks, you know, I have an amazing friend in my life who is so always so willing to share truth with me and to share with me a greater and deeper perspective and in love. And when we have these conversations, they really unfold, you know, throughout a couple weeks. And that's a great conversation to me. And a conversation that's still unfolding weeks after it's happened is an amazing conversation to me. And so I got to have that conversation with Martin John Garcia. If you don't know who Martin John Garcia is, then he has the Recover Yourself podcast. He's an amazing human being, and you should connect with him. And so we talked about that great need for approval and how I was not even truly aware of how much it was driving my life. And sometimes these bigger, deeper issues are kind of like mountains, you know, and we have to chip away at them little by little. And sometimes we get a big piece off of there and we think, oh, I've healed this. I've forgiven. Look, it's a big shiny rock. I've forgiven. This has to be all there is. And then something comes up years later. And all of a sudden you find yourself back in that space. And the temptation is to say, no, I thought I did this. I healed this. I already forgave them. But we're still chipping away at the mountain. And I don't want that to be scary to you, because it's not a destination. It's not somewhere that we end up and we've got it all together. We can tie the package up and say, I'm good. All is well now. Because that's not the human experience. And we're created to continue to grow and evolve. And when we resist that, it's when we start really fighting at things that we can point to, that we can say, okay, that's the reason I'm so angry, or this community is the reason I'm so angry, or those people, or these prices, and all of this stuff. You know, real suffering is not accepting what is. Suffering comes in when we want it to be different. And that can be valuable when there's something that we can do about it. But we get overwhelmed thinking we've got to do something big out there to fix the problems, when really we got to start working in here. Because when we work in here, we radiate something different out into the world. And then that begins, you know, energy is contagious, and it begins to catch on and catch on and catch on and catch on. When we started doing online recovery talks and stuff, what was it? I think 2016, 2017. I don't know if JR comes by this video, he'd be able to tell us. He's an old hag at this. But when we first started doing this, there wasn't a big, you know, like audience for this. People didn't know that this really existed. And now, look, you know, now look, there are more recovery podcasts and YouTube channels and Facebook pages and groups than I can even count. And that's because all of these sparks of hope get together and they light this fire and this passion for change and healing. And we get to see people grow and we get to see people change their lives. We get to see people get up from their give up and create a life they love. And some of us were called to go even deeper than just certain levels. You know, to whom much is given, much is required. Some of you have a calling in you that is so great, that is beyond your imagination, that you standing where you are right now cannot even begin to fathom or imagine it. But if you keep walking toward the greatest version of yourself, the most healed and peaceful version of yourself, it will continuously be revealed to you. And sometimes, if you're called to sit in the place of a sharer or someone who has, you know, this great art within you or this great healing modality in you, and it's meant to be given to the world, you will go through more. Because that's part of what it is within your soul to give to humanity. And so, if I don't share about anything that I haven't gone through, well, then that means I got to go through some stuff. And I have to remind myself of that in times where it feels like I think I was just better off before. That's the lie. That's the lie. So, you know. All right, Kristen, what's up? So that's the thing. You know, that's the lie. The lie always tries to tell us, well, I think I was better off when I was using. Well, that's just a lie because, you know, that's not the truth. And then there's going to be those days, man, when you are just so exhausted, mind, body, and spirit, and you're not going to be able to really stand there and mold and heal on a deeper level, and things are going to get to you. And that's where you got to have some kind of compassion for yourself as well. And just, I dislocated my big toe last week because I knew that I was in a space where I cannot emotionally regulate. I'm so tired. I'm so stressed out because I was deeper into the healing process of what my brother, Martin John, and I had talked about the week before. I had gone even deeper. I found out there was an even deeper level to that approval. I was going through that as well, and I just lost my cool for about, I don't know, I'd love to say 30 seconds, but it was more like 30 minutes that it really took me to let that move through, to give myself grace, because immediately I wanted to feel like a fool. I haven't had an outburst like that in years. Years. And the victory, I think the victory comes in the fact that I was aware days before, for 2 days before, I had been saying to my wife, I'm so exhausted. I don't have the ability to emotionally regulate. I'm finding it hard to regulate my emotions. You know, sometimes you got to find the victory. Sometimes the victory will not be a neon sign, but it's up to you to create that sign for yourself. Even in what looks like a failure, there is still value in that. I knew that it was coming. I started learning after the whole time the toe is swelling and hurting and all of that stuff. I just remind myself that I have to set boundaries for myself, in my work, in everything. What's up, Paula? So glad you're here, girl. But I have to set boundaries for myself because I got to take care of myself. If I don't want to do that, if I don't want to feel that way, if I don't want to have to move all of that through me as well, if I don't want to break my toes because I don't bounce back like a youngster anymore, if I don't want to do that, then I need to start making some healthy changes in my life. I need to start setting some firm boundaries. I need to not be allow myself to be in a space where I feel emotionally manipulated. No, I can tell the days where I wake up just thinking. It's like your brain picks up right where before you went to sleep. It's very important that you do some clearing and some grounding and do something before you go to sleep that is positive and healing and soothing for you in your mind, in your thought processes. Because wherever you end is where you're going to pick up the very next morning. And on those days where I was having trouble, was exhausted, wasn't taking care of myself, trying to take care of everybody else, approval, understanding, it goes so much deeper than that. When I was in that space that I could now recognize, because I have a beautiful friend who's willing to share the truth with me and what they see, better get you some people around you. Don't have a whole bunch of people that just want to pump you up and aren't able to tell you the truth. You need some folks that really care about you and love you and tell you the truth. And if you don't have those people in your life right now, then create a space for them. And that means you got to create a space for you like that inside of you, because you know that's what you'll attract back. If you keep having the same type of, you know, energy vampire friends and relationship come back and back and back and back and back to you, you got to go and you got to look in the mirror and you got to figure out, where am I draining myself? Where am I draining others? What am I putting out there to get back? Let me become the friend that I want to have. And I didn't get this for the longest time. The friends I have in my life now, not that the friends I had were bad, but in all of your growth, and as you continue to move forward, as you continue to ascend, as you continue to expand, you will attract new people into your life. And they will be a direct reflection of how you are vibrating and operating in the world. And that's a beautiful thing. And get some folks in there that are smarter than you, richer than you, more artistic than you. Because when somebody inspires me, I want to make a mentor out of them. I want to know what it is they know. And having my friends, Pamela and Martin, that are able to sit with me and tell me the truth and call bullshit when they see it. If I'm telling myself bullshit, if you're telling yourself bullshit and nobody's there to say, that kind of sounds like bullshit. Is that really the truth? Then, you know, what good is it? Because we can't always see everything. We need that other perspective. You know, you got to have people in your life that are able to do that with you, that love you enough to give you the hard truth, because they know that you can digest it, because they know that you're in a space to do that. And I'm not talking about people being mean. Martin's never been mean to me. Pam's never been mean to me. They love me. And it comes through because they want to see me live my best life. They want to see that. I'm grateful. I want to see the same for them. And so, you know, being able to start, where you have to start to create a life you love is to really get to know yourself. Start to get to know yourself. Don't be afraid to be with you. I was deathly afraid for many years to be alone with myself. I'd go from relationship to relationship to relationship just so I didn't have to be alone. I would compromise what I wanted out of a partner. I would compromise what I wanted out of a friend just so I didn't have to be alone with me and my thoughts and my monsters. Because it was always dangerous when I got alone with them. I had to change my perspective about them being monsters versus them being wounds inside of me that were saying, we need attention. And you can keep numbing us out and numbing us out and numbing us out, and we're not going anywhere. In fact, we're here and watching you kind of create even more wounding along the same lines. And so when we drag up on the shores of recovery, we're coming up with a lot of stuff. And it can be very valuable in us creating a strategy to heal that, to move through that, of knowing where we need to start. If you have had a relapse lately, study that thing, man. Study that. It started long before you picked up. So study what was happening before. Study your mind, your body, your spirit. What was happening in your environment? What was happening within you? How was it making you feel? What was the moment or the point that you could no longer take it anymore and you had to cope? What did that look like? Ask yourself a deeper question. you know, a lot of us go through this, and I hope the inspiration for this, excuse me, what I'm about to say, I hope they're here, or at least they'll watch this video later. But I was talking to a lady whose, you know, son I feel invested in their family, because I like them so much. They're amazing people. And he's very new, about to celebrate his 90 days. In fact, I think he celebrated his 90 days today, he and his girlfriend. And, you know, they're trying to get back on their feet. That doesn't take, I mean, that's not an overnight process. We don't, contrary to popular media belief, I guess, or the subconsciouses of some, that you don't just put the dope down, put the drugs down, put the alcohol down, the habit, and then ta-da, life is great. Like that was your whole problem. That's not what happens. And so, you know, they're going through some spaces where, you know, there are people in their lives that are very toxic and, you know, have that, oh, you've done this before. You've been there. You're not going to do it this time. No, I'm not going to help you out. I'm not going to do this. And I'm not saying that person's right or wrong. I guess that what I would want to say is we have this tendency when we're in a self-punishment phase, which is what we do a lot in new recovery, is we're in self-punishment because we do that during active. And we're in the self-punishment phase and we'll keep going back towards that energy that does not accept us, does not want us. And we'll try to do higher tricks and we'll jump through hoops and we'll do everything that it's that we think is going to make them see us, and they don't. And meanwhile, it reminds me of the Five of Cups in tarot. Meanwhile, there are people over in your corner that do believe in you. They might be watching you from an eye that they've experienced trauma with you and this whole thing. But there are people in your life that do believe in you, whether they're virtual or physical right there with you or whatever. There are people in your life that believe in you. And so when you can realize that you keep running back to this energy that is harming you, that is wounding you, that you want to see you, if you can start to know yourself enough to realize that you're doing that, that you're in that process, you can stop dead in your tracks of running towards that person, and you can start to make a practice of turning around and seeing those three cups that are behind you, those full cups, those people in your life. And maybe it's just one. Who knows? I don't know what your story is, and I'm not making light of it. But there's choices that are made. And all of this is going to be a choice. And the more you can begin to remind yourself of that, the more you can begin to take those opportunities when they're presented, even little by little, to really hold your power, to harness your power of the fact that you can create a life that you love. But you're going to have to create it. If you stand by and wait for it to happen to you and for you, it's not going to happen. Now, there will come a time in your peace walk and your healing journey when you can relax and stop chasing and you can start attracting. But when you first start to begin on this journey, that's not going to be the case. You still have a momentum of energy and vibration going out. And it's going to come back. I used to start counting them off. I'd call it my karma count in the very beginning, because I knew I had put a lot of negativity out there. And so when things started just being catastrophe all around me, the only way that I could really get through it then and remind myself to turn around and look at those full cups or hang on to gratitude for dear life, no matter how small it was, is I had to remember to check my karma list. All right, there's one off. That's one less I'm going to have to get. One less than I'm going to have to get back. One less than I'm going to have to get back. And I don't know if that sounds ridiculous, simple, or what, but it worked for me. I mean, I knew I had put it, and it used to scare me. I would always get so scared to stop running in life because everything was going to catch up with me. But in reality, it was always running right with me. I was never outrunning anything. Even if I thought I got a lead, I was never outrunning anything. And that's the thing with you, Soul Warriors. The one person you're never going to outrun is you. And you can make it a valuable point to begin to know yourself, because you're worth knowing. Understand that you are worth knowing. And when you start to uncover what is the true, divinely authentic you, not putting all your power in your titles, not putting all your power in your identities, but putting your power where it goes, which is, who are you? As a sovereign, divine being. You are a breath of God in human form. No matter how that expresses for you, you're so unique. There is not another you on this planet. And so regardless of where you've been, where you are, know that the more you become associated, the more you get to know that part of you that is true at your core. Like I said, not your gender, not your job, not your, you know, recovery years, not your failures, not any of that is really you at the core of you. Is sovereign, is divine. Walk closely and arm in arm in your power, in your love, in your heart center, in what drives you forward. I always like what Abraham Hicks says about the majority of the time we're in a rowboat rowing upstream, and we think that's what we got to do to get to the place we want or become the person we want to be. We just got to row upstream and row upstream and row upstream. And I know that in my own journey, the moment I dropped the oars or stopped running and I turned around and started walking back home to myself, I thought, this is far easier than I had been telling myself it was going to be. Not to say that any of this is easy, but it was not the huge, gnarling monster that I kept telling myself it was. And there were some key moments in there that changed everything in a moment. So in this energy that we're coming into in this next week, I want you to look at the things that are coming up for you over and over and over. What's a common theme that's happening in your life? What is it something that you keep experiencing? Let this be the time that you harness the ability to release that. And however that is for you. You know, people say all kinds of different things, and you can look all this stuff up and you can decide what's right for you, whether you write it down, whether you do whatever. Write down the things you want to let go of. You know, write where you're suffering down. I don't know. These things help some people. Take it, burn it, bury it, throw it away. I don't know. Throw it out to the sea. I don't know what you do. But do something so that you can truly feel like you are making the effort to release during this energy. Try to stay as calm as possible because the chaos is real. And there's a lot of stuff, like I said in the beginning, individually and collectively, there's going to be a lot of fast moving energy. There's going to be a lot of things that can be scary for a lot of people right now. But we have the power of where our focus goes. And even when it drifts, like if you're new to meditation, and even when your thoughts start to drift off, bring them back in. Remind yourself that in this time right now, I am only concerned with the changes that I can make in the world. And most of those, the majority of those, live within me. 99.9% of those live within me. Because when you see the world different, the world is different. Your experience is different. So pay attention to those common themes, those things that keep trying to raise up inside of you, those things that are trying to get out. You got a message, you got a book, you got a project, whatever it is. If it won't leave you alone, just start getting it out. Move it out of you. Control what you can. Try to give grace to the rest. Be easy on yourself as much as you possibly can. And find people that you can surround yourself with that challenge you, that inspire you, that really have your best interest at heart. And remember, when people don't believe in you, cultivate belief in yourself. And we already talked about that. through celebrating your smallest wins, giving the majority of your energy to those people that are there supporting you versus the one that's not. Release the need for that one person to recognize and see you. Because if you wait for that, it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And don't let it become an excuse for you to step back into that old space because the change is becoming too uncomfortable. So I love you guys so much. Thanks for letting me share here tonight. This has really, really been fun. Sorry for the distraction in the beginning, but hey, like I said, supposed to be there. It's easy to get distracted. Keep your eyes on the prize. What's your why? What are your core values? Start with one. But at your core, what is your values? Because if you don't know what your core values are, what they mean to you, or what it means to you, then it may be harder in those times that you're really run down and you're worn out. Put them up somewhere where you can see them. You know, remind yourself every day you're here for greatness. Like I said, in the words of Mr. Brown, you have greatness within you. And in the words of me, Reverend LC, you can get up from your give up and you can create a life you love. I'm so grateful. Thanks again for letting me sit here with you guys. Thanks for being here. Thanks for all the stuff. Like, share, subscribe. Just thank you. It's an amazing thing to get to share this way. It's nothing I ever thought I would do. It's unimaginable to me. But I hope you all have the most amazing week possible. Be easy on yourselves. And until next week, hey, I got some new conversations coming up. I like to call these, like conscious conversations. Like they're amazing conversations with amazing people. I'm going to try to wrangle Martin John back in this season two. This is season five, the season of the virtual mentors. I got Mr. Brendan Watt, who's coming back on the show on the 26th of July. I'm super excited about that. I love that guy. And other than that, man, y'all just take care of yourselves and be easy on yourselves. And I'll see you next week, God willing. Until then, know that you are amazing and I love you. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you later. Bye.